This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
Now, I've just absorbed a lot of information. We've got Mr. Rod Stewart in and Mr. Bean in as well at the same time. Is that right?
All combined in the same person.
So, good morning, Mr. Bean, Rod Stewart.
Good morning. Yeah, he's very confusing because also I'm known as Lieutenant as well.
Right, okay.
So, I'm Lieutenant Rodney Bean from the Salvation Army. Church minister, chaplain, general dog's body, and everything, I think, rolled into one.
Well, it's good of you to take the time and the trouble to come down and see us. It's a pleasure to sit with you. I know you work incredibly hard, and I know that... Because you then looked at me as if to say, well, I don't really, but I'm sure you guys do. Whenever I go by the Salvation Army, which is about 200 yards away from my house, it's always open, it's always busy, there's always people in there doing good stuff.
I think we want to be a community church that is always open. We welcome people in, community cafe, come in and just enjoy the space and try and help people whenever we can. And yesterday I was up at the Bestful on tent salvage and I've walked so many miles I am actually aching and quite tired. That's why I laughed, I think, or smirked when you looked in my direction, because my eyes are feeling a little bit weary today.
But I would imagine. So you've got something extra special going on. Is it this weekend?
It's this weekend. On Saturday we've brought the premier choir, which we call Songsters, the International Staff Songsters for the Salvation Army. They are top singers from taken all around the country, and they're putting a concert on at the Medina Theatre at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. And because our church is too small in Pearl Street, on Sunday we're having our church services here at the Riverside Centre, and people could come at 10:30 in the morning and hear them again. And then there's a festival in the afternoon at 3:00. So there's an opportunity to hear a top choir for the Salvation Army, and they are good, and I'm looking forward to it. But there are tickets left, because people keep promising me they're coming and they don't buy their tickets, so there are tickets still available.
And that's at Medina?
Medina Theatre, 7 o'clock on Saturday night.
Okay, any idea of telephone numbers, or is it just going
to... It's just a box office. All the tickets go through the Medina Theatre box office, either online or phone a number. I haven't got the number with me.
Let's be honest, if you've got a phone, if you've got a mobile phone, Ali, even you could do this. You just log on, do a Google search and go to, and then just click the phone number and it takes you straight through to it.
So it does, yes.
Phone and book your tickets. How many tickets are you booking? Who's going?
Bring your families.
I mean, how many... Do you know how ticket sales are going?
I think we're about half full at the moment.
Brilliant.
I think a lot of people are going to come at the last minute. But there'll still be plenty of space. Come along. And if not, come and see us on Sunday at the Riverside Centre and hear this choir, because they'll be well worth hearing. And for the future, the staff songsters, who are our premier choir, when the staff band, our premier band for the UK, heard that they were coming to the Isle of Wight, they said, why haven't we been invited? So we think we've got the international staff band next year.
Wow.
So we're bringing these to the island, because the island's important.
Absolutely. Fantastic.
So why should we be cut off by that bit of water?
Yeah.
We're important, so we're doing what we can.
Are you from the island itself?
No, I'm not. I'm an Essex man originally.
Right, okay.
And as a minister in the Salvation Army, you don't choose where you're going.
Okay.
So 3 years ago, we opened an envelope, sealed envelope, that said, in July, you are moving to, and we read the Isle of Wight.
Brilliant.
And we thought, wow, there's... that's an interesting place to be sent, and a good place to be sent.
Yeah, excellent. So you've actually been moved here,
yeah,
and came here, and you've been here for how long now?
3 years now.
3 years. How long do you have to stay here for?
Probably between 5 and 7, okay, maybe even 8 years. It depends. Unless the Salvation Army think we could do what we're doing somewhere else and use our skills, we don't know. But we'll,
so at some point, you're going to have to go.
Yes.
And do you get a say in that?
Not
or
really.
Is that a dreaded envelope?
Not really. I mean, you can have a say if there's reason. If your kids are still in school, they won't move you, and if you've got elderly parents, they will take that in consideration. But otherwise, you say we'll go wherever you think our skills can be used. We trust the God that everything will work out, and it was coming to the Isle of Wight. So we've enjoyed the 3 years here so far, and we will miss it if we go, but we'll do what we can while we're here.
Okay, well, I know you guys do fabulous work, and I know the building in Newport has had a bit of a lick of paint more than that in the last couple of years, and it does look fantastic. And every day I walk by, you know, I look in, and I'll say to the wife, I'm intrigued. Maybe one day I'll be intrigued enough to go in and just sort of... because they do a lot of singing and stuff.
We do. I think you ought to come. It's hard to explain the Salvation Army, because we've got the tradition of choirs and band. We've also got modern guitar-led worship. We do puppets as well. We do parody songs of puppets. So we could do things like rocking all over the world from Status Quo, which is now witnessing all over the world with new words. We can shock you with the way the music we have. But we run drop-ins, elderly people, lunches, youth club... some Bible teaching clubs, this, that and the other, and a community cafe where if you're in the town, there's plenty of space for your buggy, plenty of space to talk to people, people to chat to, no pressure, just come in. Bacon rolls on a Monday are free, donation only. They're the best bacon rolls, I think. Well, the cheapest, definitely. In Newport.
We've missed it.
We have.
It's Tuesday.
We're next Monday.
Oh,
though,
yeah, yeah. 10 o'clock from 10 till 2 on a Monday, free tea and coffee and bacon rolls.
Do you know what, it sounds wonderful that you've actually, you know, because let's be honest, people used to say, oh, you bang your tambourine and all that, but it sounds like you brought it, you know, right up to date and modernised it.
I think we have. We've got some real youngsters there that are really pumping it and just wanting to praise God but also do something. And we were blessed yesterday to be given loads of leftover chicken from one of the wholesalers up at the festival, and we did a freezer run, so there's like three or four charities now whose freezers are full of chicken that they can use for good causes. So we do believe in actually doing something with our faith.
Fabulous. Are you actually based in the Newport? Is it only on in Newport?
The church is in Newport. It's the Isle of Wight Core. We have Fellowship House, which is a 27 bed hostel for men and women in Ryde. But that's expanding to 51 in the next few weeks. And then wherever we can, we try and get round the island. But my main base probably is in Newport.
Okay, excellent. I mean, you probably help out with an awful lot of stuff. Which is the one that you help most?
I think one of the ones that we enjoy most is at Christmas. We play for the carol service in Yarmouth, which is the hospice, lighting of the lights, and it's always bitterly cold. The wind always whistles round that square in Yarmouth, open air. But to play carols for another choir and another charity, sorry, and support them, it's always nice not just to collect for ourselves but help the community. So we look forward to that one. And just recently, the last couple of years, we've had a carol service in the Man in the Moon in Newport, the Wetherspoons.
Right, which is a church. Which was a church.
That's right.
Yeah.
It used to be a congregational church, and through them we've got the link, and we've played carols in there the last 2 years, and it's gone down really well. And even, I think, the staff were eyeing to... They all wanted to volunteer that night because it made such an enjoyable evening.
Brilliant.
So I think that's the first... I think it's the first Monday in December. I might be wrong, but that I'll look forward to. Look out for it, because that's a good one.
Okay.
Come and have a meal and listen to the Army Band play traditional carols. It's a great evening.
Do you hear that? He invited us out for a meal.
Yeah. It's
We're busy on Mondays now.
Oh, right, okay.
So
yeah.
We're not doing anything after the show. So, hey, look, is there a website somewhere we can have a look at all the details?
You can find, just go salvationarmy.org.uk, and then you'll find the link to the Isle of Wight, and just look on there and you'll see lots of stuff. And then look for Facebook. Some of the stuff we do, especially Christmas, we feed about 85 on Christmas Day, and it goes live on Facebook in about a month's time. The general public then give us donations. People come to volunteer, and we have a great day. So various ways to look on. There's Facebook pages or the website.
Fantastic.
Or pop in and say hello.
Fantastic. Long may the hard work continue, because I know
Thank you. You
guys do is absolutely fantastic. And you've right. I'm thinking, you go back in the olden days when you know, the Salvation Army, back, you know, when they were banging their tambourine and that's what they had to do. You look at it now and think, it would freak some of these ladies out now. They're on Facebook, they've got Twitter, and all of those things.
We still have the tambourines. They come out. We praise God. We had a funeral service of a retired Salvation Army officer, and she said, I want some of the songs to be happy and get the timbrel out. And we celebrated her life, and in the chorus out came the timbrels and we clapped.
Wonderful.
Celebration of her life.
Absolutely.
And it's fantastic.
Wonderful.
So we do believe enjoying ourselves.
Good for you. I think you, when you come in, you give the Salvation Army such a, I don't know, I look at you, if you're the front man, then I think,
enthusiasm, isn't it?
Exactly, there's so much enthusiasm.
I'm the front man when my wife allows me to be. Because we are a team. We're both qualified ministers. We're both ordained, and we take it in turns. But we front a great group of volunteers at our church who do a lot of work.
Fantastic. Long way of continuing. Yeah,
thank you.
The door's open. Come on in and plug away whenever you want to.
Thank you so much. I've really enjoyed this morning.
You're welcome.
You're fantastic.
Thanks for coming in. Sit there, because we want to take a picture of it, because we're going to podcast the interview. All right.
All right. Thank you. God bless. www.vectusradio.com.